A Grammy winner could spend the rest of his life behind bars. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. R&B star R. Kelly just sentenced in New York to 30 years in prison for using his fame to subject fans, some of them underage, to systematic sexual abuse. He was convicted last year on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges.
Seven of his victims spoke before the court. One talked about what she called, and I'm quoting now, deplorable acts on both male and female victims. She said he used his fame and power for his own sexual gratification. Another victim wept as she described thoughts of suicide. She said, and I quote her again, I only want R. Kelly put in prison so he cannot cause any harm to others. As the women spoke, Kelly avoided eye contact, either looking down or at his lawyer's computer screen.
Fox's David Lee Miller, the defense was asking for no more than 10 years in prison. Kelly is 55 and continues to deny wrongdoing after abuse allegations circulating for decades. He's been held without bail since 2019 and still faces trial on child pornography and obstruction charges in Chicago. Texas Governor Greg Abbott just announcing more state checkpoints for trucks along the southern border after this week's death of 53 migrants in a suspected case of human smuggling.
The truck passed through a border point checkpoint. It was not inspected. It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks.
Though it's still not clear whether those migrants may have crossed the border separately before getting into the truck, multiple agencies are investigating. A changing of the guard coming tomorrow at the U.S. Supreme Court, which will issue the final decisions of the current term in the morning. And then Justice Stephen Breyer says his retirement will take effect at noon. And the court now says that's when Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in as the Supreme Court's new Associate Justice. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A vote to cut the law enforcement budget in a Los Angeles neighborhood, despite an uptick in crime.
West Hollywood is a super dense 2 square miles packed on weekends with mostly wealthy individuals, club, bar, and restaurant hopping, and that presents an opportunity for criminals. Police warned residents and visitors last month. Listen to this. Quote, if you're coming out to WeHo, please make sure to secure your phone, avoid carrying a wallet with cash, debit cards, or a driver's license. Be vigilant, as gangs of pickpockets hit patrons up to 40 times a night. Yet, Monday, the city council cut 4 deputies, replacing them with 30 unarmed security ambassadors.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announces a lawsuit against companies accused of delivering gun parts to city residents.
Mayor Adams has made the promise before.
If you sell ghost guns in New York, we will come after you.
The lawsuit filed targets 5 companies, 2 in Florida and 1 each in Missouri, North Carolina, and Washington State. Adams says an undercover probe revealed New Yorkers can buy these ghost guns with just a few clicks online. He says action needs to be immediate.
Every day a new gun is shipped here. It's a potential to take an innocent life.
The city's suit tandems with one from State Attorney General Letitia James against 10 companies that seeks to ban their sales of gun parts in the state. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
More pessimism about the state of the country. Nearly 80% of Americans rate the economy as poor. In a new Associated Press North Center poll, and 85% of adults say the country is on the wrong track. A mixed finish on Wall Street. The Dow up 82 points after the bell, but the S&P and the NASDAQ slightly lower. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.